This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Once again, I mean, like Reg, we weren't even going to talk about that. And Reg did the research and put it all out there and started a show for us with
it. They did, man.
And once again, them dirtbag in the loop guys, man, I tell you what. Don't let them put it all on you, Jet Lopez. They're all getting kind of creepy now. Don't let them put it all on you.
I mean, I bet Byron thought that one was behind him.
Boy, that's...
Ronald Reagan was the president.
I'm going to tell y'all once again, I've done a lot of things in my life, but if you ever hear anything like that, y'all come to my defense.
Mine too.
And I ain't even talking about the illegal part of it. I'm just talking about in the high school closet.
Yeah, y'all are a-holes, but y'all are good dudes.
I'm just telling you. You hear something about that? You see, like about me? Not Clint. No.
No closet.
That's a hill every one of y'all can die on.
Not no high school that I'm not attending in that high school.
Nope. No chance. No sir, Reed.
If I'm attending that high school as a high schooler,
oh, well,
I catch me in a closet. You
know, I hit around a corner from the teacher time or two.
There you go. Yeah.
All right, let's wearing them old tight shirts back in the day got me curious.
I did not wear tight shirts back.
Come on.
Oh, they did.
It wasn't you wearing a tight shirt that got me curious.
Kind of say, lingering around in pee. Yeah.
Let me see that brassiere one time.
Just one time. No.
Just one time. Teacher, we'll go down the corner. Teacher's door's down away. Maybe all right.
Should have just been aiming higher for the teacher.
Yeah, going for the teachers. That was looking for. Yeah.
I did have crush.
Again, that's the first time that has happened. Or the last.
I did have a crush in fifth grade.
You got a name?
Nope. Can't do it. Can't put it out there. Her daughter is same age as my, like between my wife and my sister-in-law. Though they all know of each other.
You dog.
I never had a teacher crush. I mean, I think I just mostly had train wrecks. Or, I mean,
whoa.
Not train wrecks. I mean, I didn't mean that.
Damn!
Like,
the teachers like, at show school were ugly.
I mean, like, older motherly like figures.
Oh, they were train wrecks.
Like, I didn't mean train wrecks was not, that's not what I meant. I meant just, like, just not just ugly, but you know, there's a certain age. When you're a certain age,
yeah.
Where it's like, no, she's not, you know, ugly or big or whatever. She's just motherly. She's older. Like,
I mean, you're trying to cover this up.
Grandmotherish.
I just want to help her with an errand. I don't want to do her.
I didn't. Yeah, like yeah, man. I want to. I feel like she's my Sunday school teacher.
Yeah,
man, I had a couple of Sunday school teachers.
I was always into older chicks until I met Lauren.
The light of the Lord is attractive.
That's how I knew Lauren was the one.
She took you from your older chick. Well, come on out tomorrow then, as we are out live 2 to 6.
Yeah.
I'm sure there won't be any train wrecks there, but come on out tomorrow as we're live as stop 6 of the drive's crawfish circuit takes us to Sugar Land at the Big Ben Tavern. And look, I've I've taken a look at this menu, Clint. I've taken a look at
you've already hit the menu, huh?
Well, you know, Courtney said, is this kid friendly? I said, hell, I don't know. She said, we're on our side of town. I may bring the kids out. Mm-hmm. It's kid friendly. She said, oh, this looks like a real nice one. It's right by where the Space Cowboys play, is where she said, where she looked it up. And she said, it's a good spot. So she was like, hey, get out there. And she said, the menu looks great. Looks like really, really, really good food, a really, really good menu. And obviously, we know they got the bugs that are going to be there as well. So come on out, as I've heard some promising things about what they got to offer there. Come on out again tomorrow. Sugarland is where we will be at the Big Ben Tavern. Mud bugs, cold beer, hell, mixed drinks. Hopefully they've got something frozen. Anything you need, and good sports talk coming from us as well.
Y'all should try to talk in English accents the entire broadcast.
Why
would we do that?
Well, because you're a Big Ben. It's an English theme.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I just learned that just as you said.
Okay.
I'm not kidding. Like, I.
Yeah, I guess. I've seen the logo, and it's like the Big Ben clock.
So it's like an English type of a.
I believe setting. So. Good, sir. Yes,
English
sir.
Type of. I've got it. Yeah, I got to hear people say it first. I don't know if I can roll right into it.
I wonder if, like Mr. McCullough's, they have any tea with alcohol infused.
Give me a bloody beer. I like a bloody beer.
A blonde. An ale, please.
Please.
I need a pint.
Nothing dark.
No lager, but I need a pint. Nah.
Dark enough.
Maybe some fish and chips.
It's not coming in right. I got to practice.
I think y'all should try.
I got to practice.
I'm looking at the reviews. Best crawfish.
All right, there you go.
Already seen one.
Who knew the English were
wings are awesome.
Someone texted in and said, Joe, don't be afraid of those peanut butter and jelly wings.
What?
That sounds tremendous.
That's interesting.
I'm going to need that to be on the house. I need somebody to pay for that.
I heard In the Loop talking about Uncrustables earlier, and I was getting a craving. That sounds like kind of interesting.
Peanut butter and jelly wings. All right, man. I'm gonna go in there and I'm gonna say I heard something about these peanut butter and jelly wings. I'd just like to try them because I don't want to.
You think they come with crust on them?
I don't want to pay for those. I don't know. Do you dip them in ranch? I don't know. I don't want to pay for them. I just want to taste them first. I just don't want to waste.
Yeah.
Them. I don't sound like one. I would really want to pay for. But shout out to our good friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light as they're helping us put this together. As we said, stop six. Also, prize is there for you to win on site each hour, as well as the grand prize you can enter, which you will get hooked up at the end of our tour. It is a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and free beer for a year from Bud Light or Budweiser. That is our grand prize. That could be something that you could be the winner of. All you got to do is come on out, be there live with us, and have a chance to win that grand prize and prizes throughout. All right, listen, there's a lot of places to go. The Astros, they won their game while we were doing the show yesterday, you know, and they're off today, right? The Rockets season has ended, and the Texans are starting to get ramped up for rookie camp later on this week, which means their season is starting to get going. So there's a lot of places to go. And as we talked a lot about, like, the Cowboys situation yesterday with adding George Pickens and what this means for that offense of that team, and that conversation has been going around a lot in the sports world, and a lot of people are now turning and looking at Dak Prescott, Clint, and about the potential pressure that he has for him. And, like, hey, there's no excuses. They put everything around you. And I was just thinking, and you on the text line, 713-572-4610. You can jump in. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. Who's got more pressure in this season? Dak or your quarterback, C.J. Stroud? 713-572-4610. YouTube and Twitch, jump in as well. Who do you think has more pressure at the quarterback position? Is it C.J. Stroud or is it Dak Prescott?
Weak-ass Cowboys.
Ooh, I think it's Dak Prescott for me.
Is it?
Yeah, man. You're talking about a $60 million a year man. You're talking about a guy that from a playoff perspective, has failed time and time again. So it's just, I think he's on his last leg. I think Jerry's actions, although I think a lot of it is to draw attention to the Dallas Cowboys and generate more value relative to the Dallas Cowboys. I do think there's some truth to, I think Dak Prescott could potentially have ran its course in Dallas. I know they just re-upped him, so that sounds a little strange. Yeah, but yeah. I think there is some truth to that with Jerry. If they don't win big in the playoffs this year, I think Dak is going to get a huge chunk of the blame in Dallas. So I would say Dak. And by the way, when you talk about Dak, like Dak has been injured a lot. That's on a player. Dak has been surrounded with some pretty talented teams over the years.
Struggled in the postseason,
and it just hadn't come to fruition. So if you think, and let's just take Jerry into consideration here. If you think Jerry's going to stand up there and take the bullet, you're crazy. I mean, Jerry's going to tell you he's already questioned the leadership of a couple of the big name guys. He's not going to take the bullets himself. You got a little bit of a wild card as an owner and as a face of the organization in Jerry. So I just think I think it's Dak Prescott.
Somebody checked in. Dak, it's not even close. CJ doesn't have a lot of pressure. Someone texted in next, Black Greg. CJ, because another bad year, he might not get paid the way we all expect. See, I think it is CJ. I think CJ, this is the biggest year of CJ's life. And some of it is self-inflicted and some of it is not, but this is a year where, to the point that Black Greg made, like, I know it's not a contract year, but it's year three going into it. And we watched Trevor get paid after year three. We watched, Kyler get paid after year three, Mahomes, Burt, like we watched all these quarterbacks get the big money after year three. And there's no way we ever thought, after his first year, that he wasn't going to be the highest paid quarterback whenever is his turn. Right? There was no help. Dak has already achieved that damn near twice. Yep. Right? So he's already gotten paid.
It
60.
Has been twice, hasn't it?
He went the first time he wasn't the highest paid. I think he maybe got between Deshaun and Mahomes, but this time he got first one to 60. And that part of it. But Clint, I think right now the shine is still there. With CJ, I still think, Tyler and Clint, that most people look at CJ's situation and kind of put it a lot more on everything that was around him,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to on him. I think he has another season like he had last year. Then it's going to be like, well, we ain't got Bobby Slowick to blame. Even if they should, they ain't going to be looking at Nick Caley. Hey, you've had Nico Collins, you've had Tank Dell, you've had Stephon Diggs. They've just drafted two receivers in the top three rounds. You got Joe Mixon. They brought in Woody, who looks like he's going to be crazy. They gave you a $12.5 million tight end. Like, I think if he has another year that's like last year, I think we're looking at a point where it's like, maybe people may be looking at him differently than they are right now. I think he's good. If he has another one next year, I think the shine may be off on CJ Stroud, which means, to the point that Black Greg made, I'm not sure he gets, you know, the money we thought he would, or the tier of that we thought. I think it's a huge, huge year for
him. You're right. It's a huge year for both of them. The pressure's through the roof for both of them. I think if you throw the contract thing in there with CJ Stroud, there's a different level of pressure. I agree wholeheartedly with your shine point of, like, I think last year, this past season, it was everybody else's fault, and I think CJ escaped blame for the most part. If it happens again, I think it's going to be very, very difficult to escape blame the way that he did last year. Because again, at some point when you're paid that kind of money and you're viewed as a franchise quarterback, you got to be a fixer. The other thing about Houston, as you were talking, Ron, that I think is it leads me again back to Dak Prescott, is that if CJ Stroud struggles this year, I think there it's going to be interesting to see how much of the blame, if you will, does C.J. Stroud get, and how much of the heat does D'Amico Ryans get? Because again, I've said it multiple times now. I said it when D'Amico was hired. The most important thing here is and the most difficult thing here is getting the offensive side of the football right. They got the quarterback right, obviously, but man, if you roll through inexperienced offensive coordinators here, at some point they're going to look back at the head coach and say, "Hey, man, you just wasted a quarterback's entire rookie contract when you had that huge advantage by hiring offensive coordinators that had, you know, no business being offensive coordinators at the time." Yeah, so we'll see how it all unfolds. Hopefully, it's not a conversation we're having, and CJ's getting his money. And D'Amico looks like a genius because he hired Nick Caley. Hopefully, that's what we're looking at. But it's a tough world to live in now.
Yeah, YouTube and Twitch coming in. There's still no doubt that CJ will be the highest paid quarterback. If CJ Stroud has a year like he had last year, he is not going to be the highest paid quarterback. Right? Trevor didn't just jump it when it was his turn. It didn't. Like, if he has a year like he did, I'm not going to say he ain't going to get paid. But he's not going to jump up and just jump over, you know, the guys that are like the Burrows and whoever is just recently gone.
I do wonder how bulletproof he is, because boy, you look. I mean, he is in
within the organization.
I mean, you look. I don't know. And again, I'm on record. I love the way D'Amico Ryans has handled C.J. Stroud personally, like the way that he anointed him, if you will. But when it comes to that next contract, if the tape ain't there, but the owners are just in love with you, right? The head coach and the general manager are just in love and committed to the nines. Ooh, man, I wonder how bulletproof he is from a sense of not being that highest paid quarterback in the league when it comes time. As you said, after year three, which is this year, everybody else is getting paid after year three. I wonder how bulletproof he is to make sure that happens after year three.
He ain't, I'm going to jump him over Josh Allen bulletproof, is he? Like Josh, you just got paid. That is.
I don't know, man.
If he has a year closer to year one, he's going to jump. But if he has a year like he did last year, in which I think, as we said, the shine will be off, I think he'll get paid.
I think if they win 10 games, I think he sets.
No matter what happens?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
Yep. It's going to be just like it was this year. If there's problems, it's going to be everybody but CJ. It's going to be the offensive line. It's going to be the offensive coordinator. Really? It's going to be injuries. It's going to be,
I don't know. I don't know. All right, coming up, the Astros, listen, they've had some struggles, but there is somebody that has not struggled and somebody that has surprised the hell out of me and I think most. And I think if we got to start do we need to start rethinking about how we view him? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Jake. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Break. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
To help clarify, and I don't mean to put words in Clint's mouth, is that someone texted in as we were talking about who's got more pressure, Dak or CJ. Clint talked about D'Amico, pressure being on D'Amico as well. Someone texted in, what the hell are you talking D'Amico for? He had two winning seasons. I think... Not to me, put the words in your mouth.
Yeah.
How
many of them winning seasons did Bill O'Brien have when everybody got tired of hearing about winning divisions?
But I think even more
all of
yours.
Now, all of a sudden now it changes, man. Get the hell out
AFC
of here.
AFC South champions,
get,
Brian.
Get the hell out of
but
here.
But I think more of yours goes to him with the offensive coordinators that he's
yes,
had to bring in.
Anybody with a brain, any fan with a brain.
Pinky?
If Nick Caley doesn't work out and if C.J. Stroud struggles because of it and suffers because of it, there's not but one person you can look at. I guess there's two if you want to bring Nick Caserio into the mix, because I do believe Nick Caserio is orchestrating this offense this year. But, yeah, I mean, absolutely.
But 100%. To your point, what they say is it was D'Amico.
Yeah. Look, when you come in, and you take over the most dysfunctional organization I've ever been around and been a part of, but been around and covered. And you go get 10 wins, everybody's happy. Year two, you go get 10 wins, everybody's happy. Right? Year three, the expectations change. Year four, the expectations change. And if offense is the problem, just like pass protection, if pass protection is a problem next year, I mean, I guess you can look at Nick Caley if you want to. But I would advise that you look at the two decision makers in D'Amico and Nick and wonder why they addressed the obvious issue of interior offensive line the way they did. You can keep blaming Bobby Slowick if you want, and you can keep blaming Nick Caley if you want. When you hire those kind of guys, when you hire guys that have never done it as a head coach, you take on a big chunk of the responsibility.
And to the point you were making with C.J. Stroud, if having C.J. Stroud there and the offense has struggled and you've had two offensive coordinators in three of your seasons. Yeah. That's
the further we get away from that rookie of the year where Bobby Slowick was great and C.J. Stroud was great, the further we get removed from that, the less you're going to think about it. Just like with Bobby Slowick, you got a year removed from it and he was a problem and you got his ass up out of here. He was great year one, right? C.J. Stroud was great year one. You struggle year two. You replace the offensive coordinator with another inexperienced guy. If you struggle again, at some point in time, you gotta look back at the decision makers, and that's D'Amico. That's wild to me. I literally for however many years three years with Bill, and I know it was present when I started with Bill. Covering Bill was yeah. Bill wanted everybody to stroke him because he won a damn division.
And people were tired of
that. People tired of that. Hell yeah. We're in that division. We're tired of that, man. We're ready to go make a run. So, the thought that you know, D'Amico, you know, is off limits because he won 10 games his first 2 years here. Come on, man. I mean, again, are we talking about winning divisions or are we talking about making a run in the Super Bowl?
I just want to clarify that. by the way, as we look here and the Astros are they're off today. Clint, I'm looking and I gotta be probably at the front of this line. And I remember you kept coming in, you said this a couple of times. I'm not gonna lie, some of the times I did a real live eye roll. I don't know if you looked at me and saw me.
You couldn't lie because I seen you.
And then a couple of times, Tyler, I sure enough thought eye roll. But a couple of times,
I think you snickered. I think you actually made a sound.
I certainly did. And you said repeatedly, as we know him here as the bronze glove winner, you repeatedly said, "Now, a guy, if Jake Myers can take a step, this could really change this team."
Jake with the rake.
And I remember I went down to the point of, "Hey, man, if Buddy can just find one thing to do well," that was where I was right now. Jake has the best slash line of anybody on the team right now.
Mm. I didn't see that one coming.
Wow. He was hitting over 300 before his final at bat, but he's 297, 351 on base. Only Paredes by a few points is higher than him when it comes on base, as he had a hit and a walk yesterday. He's got the highest 426 slugging percentage. OPS almost 800. We're in May. He's playing mostly every day, and he is, where would this offense be? And this offense is struggling anyway. Where would it be without Jake? I'm wondering, have you reached the point where you are taking this serious from Jake? Like, reached the point where you're like, all right, maybe Jake has turned a corner, and he is like, this isn't just a, hey, man, as long as let's keep this up as long as you can. Have you turned the corner and thinking that this is closer to the real Jake?
No.
You're not there yet?
No, he's got my attention, though.
No, he's got your attention.
He's definitely got my attention. Absolutely. Look, now, when I said it about Jake earlier, I did not expect him to start off this way. I'll be honest with you. I didn't expect it to come to fruition. But they are wholeheartedly committed to Jake Myers, and they have been for a couple of years. And knowing he's going to get at bats and knowing he's going to get starts and he's going to get run in center field, there is a huge opportunity for the center fielder to produce more at the plate than they have in the past. So there's a huge opportunity there. Now, what is he going to do with it? He's obviously going to get the opportunity because of the commitment that the organization has to him, and he's going to get the plate appearances. What's he going to do with it? And right now, up to this point, he's swinging the bat really, really well. To my point is, boy, and it doesn't have to be this good. If he can just...
Oh, hell no. Shoot,
if he can just contribute. Yeah, if he can just contribute throughout the season and not just go stone cold with that Dalton Schultz and Jalen Green look on your face.
I screwed up.
If he just avoids those kind of slides throughout the season, then Jake, I mean, this could end up being a huge plus, just like Yainer Diaz and Jeremy Pena that I keep talking
text
about.
Text line coming through. Jake did the same thing last year. Did Jake he? Who? Jake who?
He, no, he
Jake
had,
Williams?
He, well, he had a run. He had a hot month.
No,
he did. I don't know if it was this good, but he had a hot month.
Like this, man.
He didn't have like historic days like he had.
There was not a month that Jake was the best bat in the lineup.
No, maybe not the best, yeah. But he was hotter than a firecracker now.
This is like he went from being in Maldonado territory to he is somebody that I feel good and confident when he's up.
Let's go, Rockets.
Can't believe I'm saying it. I don't know how long. Again, I'm with you. I like the way you worded it. Yeah, he got my attention. I'm not ready to say. All right,
he's got my attention, Ron. I'm ready for it with Pena.
But I'm
close to throwing that ladder down there to him and getting him pulled up out of that group he's in. I'm looking for the ladder, the throw ladder in the garage right now. I'm not ready. I'm not standing at the hole and throw it in there. I'm looking for it.
Actually, Tyler, the way I view it is it's Jake's hanging on the ladder from the airplane, from the helicopter, and Chaz has got one hand hanging from one, and Dupont's got another hand hanging from one, and Clint's kicking on the way. He's kicked
it off, you leeches.
He's kicked one of them off, and he's about to kick the other one off or step on his fingers to make him have to release so Jake can have it. No, man, Jake is doing his thing. Jake is doing his thing. All right, one of the draft picks that I think a lot of people are excited about, one of the top draft guys in the business has some comments about him that you don't want to miss. We'll let you hear that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I don't give a mother duck.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in to The Drive. As we're rolling here on a Thursday, we appreciate everybody jumping in. I do have a dilemma I need to get to at some point today.
Need to come to the bros?
Yeah, to the bros.
The Drive family.
Drive family. You know, Sally, all the other ladies that listen need to come to it.
Man, woman, or child, right?
Yeah, Harry, Jen, Lauren, Mac, all the other women who listen to the show, they can chime in and help us out as well. But I do have a dilemma. I talked to Clint about it a little bit, but we need to bring it to the air. In this
yeah, it's where probably, it's probably on the safe side not to take my advice on stuff like that wholeheartedly. Probably ought to poll the audience.
All right, Todd McShay, who is now at the Ringer now, formerly at ESPN. He was talking about Jalen Knoll, and he is a big fan of him. But I want you to kind of hear the commentary. This is somebody we've talked about. We're excited potentially of what he could bring to the table because he could do a little bit of everything coming out of Iowa State where they got in the third round. But this is how Todd McShay had to describe parts of his game.
Those are the reasons. Short arms, short, small catch radius, had some drops, 5 muff punts. You add all those things up and you're looking at a smaller catch radius guy who, yes, is explosive, but I can't count in the first 2 rounds. I want to get someone I believe is going to be a starter, and I'd like to draft my slot starter eventually if that's what he is in the third. And they got Jaden Hayden.
All right, there he is. They talked. We've talked a lot about some of the stuff we're excited about, Clint, of like, hey, man, he can bring that speed element from jet sweeps to screens to, you know, being able to shake loose quickly in coverage. It could be somebody that he could get to. We talked a lot about him, but Todd McShay kind of went the other way, Clint, of things that could be a factor for him. Any of those concerns? Concerns about what he could maybe bring to the table.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, to be clear, Todd McShay is extremely high on Jalen Knoll. He is extremely high on him. Some reasons why he may have slid, which I'd be thankful for because he landed with the Texans, but there was you know, I feel like the right thing to do is you know, not just talk all about the positives. When some negatives start to kind of surface, got to hit those as well. And look, I'll be honest with you. There's not one thing that Todd McShay said right there that concerns me about Noel.
Do you think they're all legit?
I'm sure that. Yeah, I mean, he's not. I don't think Todd McShay's a smoke blower. I think those are all things that could be viewed as flaws in his game over his entire career. I saw Seth Payne on his Twitter. He had posted some improvements of Jalen Noel in terms of drop. The drop rate went way down throughout his career, so it got significantly better. He's never going to be a guy with a huge catch radius because he's a smaller player. I think there's been a handful of those ever at the NFL level that were smaller players that had the ability to climb the ladder and go get you know, the same ball that a 6'4 receiver would go get. So I think that would be out of pocket to claim that he had that. So he's got a smaller catch when he's a smaller player, shorter arms, not worried about it. My point with this is one, I have zero concerns about what may or may not have caused the slide for Jalen Noel in the draft. I have zero concern about what Todd McShay said. I fully expect these are all things that the offensive play caller, the schemer, the play designer should be able to overcome. If they are legit flaws, right, and you find a way to put that guy in a position to play to his strengths, I think great coaches do it every year. Whether it's because it's a young player and you're not ready to just throw the whole playbook at him, you want him to play fast, so you start with a small package, or you use him a certain way because he's truly limited. He's not something not about learning the offense and getting experience. He's just truly limited. Either way it goes, he is an absolute weapon for Nick Caley, and Nick Caley's got to find the best way to deploy him. The good thing is he's got options. You've got a true, savvy, veteran slot in Christian Kirk. You got two big-bodied wide receivers outside that can go get them 50-50 balls if you need them to. There is a need here for that weapon. There's a need here for a guy that is a little mixed bag, that Swiss Army knife, if you will. And Nick, it's Nick Caley's job to find a way to get that guy the ball and help him impact games this year.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about those. First, I think those are legit, but I think those are just things that I can relate to. Hell, he just can't help some of them.
Right.
All right? I mean, but the point is, have we seen guys, and the audience, you can listen to and answer this to yourself, have we seen guys his size be successful?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
Generally, those guys that are his size generally don't have a great catch radius. Generally aren't big, right? But the one thing we didn't hear him say is, boy, he struggles to separate.
Mm-hmm.
He lacks explosiveness. See, when you're that small, and I think this is probably an issue with John Metchie at times in his career, when you're that small and you don't have a huge catch radius and we can't just go throw the ball up to you and you're not just like DeAndre Hopkins, just open, then you got to have that other stuff. And as he said, hell, in there, he said, yeah, I know he's explosive. Oh, that's all I got to say. Yeah. That's all I need. Because we have seen guys his size that were explosive work. And the other point of this is, Clint, Jalen Noel, and listen, I don't mean to put him in a box because there have been guys that have broken out of this, but the odds that Jalen Noel is ever going to be thought to have to be the number one receiver on this team are very, very low.
Yeah.
Like, not going to happen. And to me, that means he has a role. And, yeah, I want my number one receiver to have the ability to move away and do other things. But him, man, his size and catch radius doesn't matter because there's a specific thing that I'm looking for him to do, and I think he can easily fill that void. So those things are legit, Clint, but I'm with you. They're nothing that scare me off.
Well, and I'll go – they don't scare me at all either. I'll go back to what I said originally when Nick Caley was hired and they started kind of leaning towards this and mentioning this New England style of offense. Hopefully, and we'll see. We'll see how this all works out. But hopefully one of the differences between last year's offense and this year's offense, hopefully there's several, but one thing that we as fans should I hope to see it, is you've got actual receivers that have positions. They're not positionless, right? Nico is an outside receiver, right? Higgins, outside receiver. Christian Kirk's an inside receiver. Jalen Noel, inside receiver, or some level of a weapon that you can use in packages and in different ways. Hopefully we see more of that and less of everybody can do all things. And so hopefully, again, that the only reason I say that is because that puts Noel into the slot weapon box, which is, I think, squarely where he fits.
Right, yeah. And they're like the stuff that Todd was bringing up were things that you expect from like one of your like top two receivers. Right. And I see on the text line, I see Ocho saying Steve Smith Sr. was shorter and probably slower than Noel. As I said, I know there are probably there are outliers, yeah, right? Yeah. But even then, like when they brought Steve Smith, and of course, again, nobody is telling Noel or Noel that he has to have a ceiling. But when they brought in Steve Smith, I don't know, they brought in Steve Smith thinking like, our plan is for him to be our number one receiver. I think they brought him in here as, hey man, he's going to be a piece that we could do a lot of different things with. And if Noel does that, then he does that. But I don't think that's the expectation. I think the reason why he slides like that, Clint, is because of, like, there's not a thought that he has the body type that you would look at and say, that's what I want in a number one receiver. I think that's why he slides. But if you're talking about a guy that's a third receiver that is a slot guy that does, you know, jet sweeps and does things like that, that sounds just like a third rounder. That sounds like to me. That sounds like exactly where he should be in the draft. All right, as we continue right here, remember, join us tomorrow. We'll be out in Sugar Land at the Big Ben Tavern. Come out and hang out with us and have a good time, courtesy of our good friends with Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light. You can come on out and enjoy yourself with us, as we always have a great time, the whole crew, and we'll be out there doing our thing tomorrow. All right, I will get to that dilemma because I really do need help. And I think Sally just said tread lightly, show. I'm asking for advice. I'm not coming at you. Just asking for advice. But we'll get to that in a bit. And something that we've talked about a bit here in the last month, Clint, and the response that many people that are listening that comment on the text line and on YouTube and Twitch has really got me to a point where I want to hear a little bit from you guys. I want to hear from you in our discussion on this Nick Caley situation. We'll discuss that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.